This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is A3O News on the go.
With the Tuesday A3O on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Bloomington police say an ICE employee was among 16 people arrested as a part of a sting operation. Two new members of the Minnesota Senate were sworn in this morning, and Medica is set to take over UCare healthcare plans as the insurer shuts down. But first, protesters clashing with federal agents outside a business in St. Paul today. It happened at around 10 this morning outside Brotex Incorporated in an industrial area near the Midway neighborhood. We're being told that several people were reportedly detained as U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement carried out an operation. Witnesses telling WCCO-TV at one point, federal DEA and FBI agents sprayed pepper spray at the protesters.
Physically, my body hurt, but then also, of course, our hearts hurt today. It's my responsibility to show up here and to say, this is not okay. This is not okay behavior.
Mayor Melvin Carter said in a statement that he shares the community's concern about the incident and directed residents to legal resources while clarifying that St. Paul police will continue to de-escalate situations when necessary, but they are not working with ICE. A court appearance this morning for a man accused of a fatal hit and run in St. Paul last week. 39-year-old Michael Cantrell Smith has been charged with criminal vehicular homicide in the incident last Thursday evening that left a 30-year-old woman dead. Last night, a vigil to honor Amber Deneen and offer prayers to those left behind at the intersection of St. Anthony Avenue and Aldine Street, where she was killed. Neighbor Marcella says it's been a dangerous roadway for a long time.
People are obviously still not slowing down fast enough, and we have a lot of issues. We see people run this stop sign every day.
Deneen and her husband were walking their two dogs when she was struck and killed. The dogs were also hurt. Bloomington police say an ICE employee was among 16 people arrested as a part of a sting operation involving individuals soliciting a minor for sex.
Bloomington Police Chief Booker Hodges says Operation Creep began November 5th and undercover officers utilized various communication methods to engage with suspects, which included a Minnesota Pollution Control Agency employee. Hodges says these operations are becoming more difficult to execute.
This stuff goes international across the country, and that makes the operations that much more sophisticated. Now, our folks are always still monitoring a lot of these websites and these ads to see if there are people who are being trafficked or juveniles. But again, the sophistication in which these folks are doing now is making our operations that much more difficult.
Hodges says the ICE worker that was arrested was a civilian employee and will likely face federal charges. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Two new members of the Minnesota Senate were sworn in this morning.
Do you, Amanda Hemmingsen?
Senator Amanda Hemmingsen Yeager of Woodbury and Senator Michael Holmstrom from Buffalo were welcomed to the chamber. Holmstrom will fill the seat held by Bruce Anderson, who died.
His legacy of service will continue to inspire us all.
Senate Majority Leader Aaron Murphy and Senate Minority Leader Mark Johnson there, too, to offer support and some levity.
Number one, we are the upper body, so you'll probably have to remember that. Yes, the candy dishes outside the senator's office can count for dinner and lunch.
Majority Leader Murphy on a more somber note.
We need to look out for each other. We need to show Minnesotans that they can have faith in us together to do the work of the people with respect and with them in mind.
Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Some news affecting a major health insurance provider in Minnesota. The nonprofit UCARE announcing it's shutting down. It's a nonprofit that primarily provides health care coverage for seniors and low-income Minnesotans. The company says the roughly 300,000 people receiving benefits and Medicaid through UCARE will have their coverage transferred to Minnetonka-based nonprofit Medica. The timeline for when this will happen is still unclear. Hennepin County is looking for feedback ahead of a major road project in the South Metro. Planning is already underway for Penn Avenue's reconstruction between Highway 62 and West 75th Street in Richfield, which won't get underway until early 2028. Colin Cox is a transportation spokesman for Hennepin County.
So we want to make sure that we hear from people that can live on the roadway, live along the roads, that experience and use it to, you know, get to the bus stops, but it's the other people who are commuting through there.
A 2021 safety study found improving safety for walking and driving will be the two highest priorities.
There can be an entirely different experience for somebody who has to walk on the sidewalk daily and the people who are trying to drive and get to their employer.
Design concepts are expected to be developed next spring and then released to the public. Finally, as we're staring down the Thanksgiving holiday, it's apparently not too early to think about next year's Great Minnesota Get-Together. State Fair announcing that Weird Al Yankovic will be playing the first Friday at the Grandstand the evening of August 28th. It's part of his 90-city Bigger and Weirder tour. Yankovic's opening act will be Puddle's Pity Party, a 7-foot-tall sad clown who sings. Tickets go on sale this Friday and start at $54. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.